So we got two lines down. The Gemara have been discussing the Mishnah, the difference between Egla Rufa versus the Paraduma. Paraduma had a din of Shechita, and Egla Rufa required in a Rifa, breaking the neck, but the opposite wouldn't work. So the Gemara now says two lines down in Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, V'chol Hecha, and the Gemara had said that since it said V'shachat V'chuka, with regards to Paraduma, that meant only Shechita works for Paraduma, nothing else. V'chuka means it has to be the way it's written in the Torah. So Gemara says, V'chol Hecha, D'ksiv Be'chuka, Lo Darshinan Kavachomer. Is it true wherever the Torah says Chuka, we can't make a Kavachomer? V'haga B'yuma Kippurim D'ksiv Be'chuka. It says Chuka in Parsha Achrimos, telling us that all the avodos of Yom Kippur must be done. And Vitani, the Braisa, tells us Vaso Chatas, and they make the Chatas, which means they had the Shnei Seirin, you had two goats, two identical goats. One was made for the Sar Lashem, one's made for Sar Azazel. So how do you make the Chatas? By using the Goral. You pick the coin, Gadol picked from the two little pieces, the two. It's one to Lashem, one to Lazazel. You pick them out, whichever one to Lashem, that was the right side, let's say that was a goat Lashem, and for the left hand, pick a Lazazel, the goat on the left was the Lazazel. So how do you make it into a Chatas? By doing a Goral. The lottery is how you establish which one's a Chatas. So Gemara says, based on the pasuk, "Vatanya vaso chatas, ha-goral osa chatas, vein ha-shem osa chatas." You can only create a chatas by doing the goral, by making the lottery, but by calling it, by just simply saying, "I want that one to be the chatas, that should be the Hashem, and that one should be la-azazel," that wouldn't work, only through the goral. So Gemara says, "V'cheyachal," one would have thought of a kalvachomer. Valo dinhu, isn't it logical to say, ma b'makum shlo kidesh ha-goral yekodesh ha-shem? In general, we know that a goral doesn't work. If I want to make a regular animal on a regular day of the year into a chatas, into an ola, doing a lottery doesn't work. Goral doesn't work, but kidesh ha-shem, establishing it with my name, by saying it should be this way, that will work. So then, makum shlo kidesh ha-goral, in a situation, namely Yom Kippurim, where goral does work, where goral is effective, eino din shlo kidesh ha-shem, shouldn't be true that kedushas ha-peh, by me establishing which ones Lashem should certainly work on Yom Kippur? Tamalomar v'aser chatas, ha-goral osechatas, v'eina Hashem osechatas. Since the pasuk says, v'aseo this way, only through a goral, does a goral create a chatas for the Tzar Lashem, nothing else would work. So the Gemara says, after creating this this kavachomer and rejecting it, so the Gemara says, "Taima dekas rachman of aseo chatas," only because the pasuk said the words aseo chatas, ha lav hachi. Had it not said the words aseo chatas, darshinan kavachomer, it would have been a good kavachomer, meaning that just like goral works for the Sar Lashem, so to kedusha shapeh. I could also say if I wanted that this is Sar Lashem and circumventing the goral entirely. So we would have used a kavachomer, even though we know it says chukah in the context of Yom Kippur in Parshas Achrimos. So you see that chukah, the use of chukah, does not prevent us from making a kavachomer. So back to the beginning. Just because it said v'shachat v'chukah by paraduma, chukah doesn't mean it has to dafka be shchita. We could still make kavachomers even in the context of the word chukah. And so Gemara says, no, you're right. It's not really based on the word v'shachat v'chukah that tells us that only shchita works by paraduma. The Gemara says, "Mit Rachmana Gavi Aga by Egla." By Egla, there's another pasuk that says, "Ha Arufa, Ha the Arufa Zos Barifa Veina Acheres Barifa." Since by Egla Rufa, it says that this one has to be the Arifa. Nothing else is with Arifa, and therefore we are not allowed to include the Shchita Saparaduma because it says Ha Arufa by Egla Rufa. I'm just thinking out loud. I didn't look into this at all, but by Petr Chamor, you have two options. If you have a firstborn donkey, the halacha is that you have to redeem it. You put the Kedushas Chamor into a set, and you give the set to the Kohen. If I don't want to give the set to the Kohen, I could do a break the neck. I could do an Arifa on the Petr Chamor. Just break the neck and kill the Chamor, and that's it. So that is an Arifa. If it's really true, Ha-Arifa, Ha-Egla, Ha-Arufa tells me only by the Egla Rufa do we do an Arifa nowhere else, but we do have it by the Petr Chamor. So, I don't know. I didn't look into this.
That's the chachilu, and there is egla arufa. That's how it's done.
Ah, could be. So you're saying b'di'evid, by Petach Hamor, it's only b'di'evid. It could be. You look at the Rambam and the Rav, they have a machlokas, actually, whether or not that rifas Petach Hamor is a mitzvah or not a mitzvah. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah. I have two options. There's two equal options it sees from the Rambam. So I don't know if that would answer it. The Ravid says, how could you call, says the Rambam, how could you call Arifas Petach Hamor Mitzvah? It's being mafsid Mamun Kohen. You could have given the sheep to the Kohen and said, you're breaking the neck and he gets nothing. That's not a mitzvah. That's not being mafsid. That's destroying the animal. It's very much b'dieved according to the Ravid. So maybe that could be the answer though. Okay, so then the Gemara says, V'tehei Egla K'sheira B'Shchita Mikav HaChomer. Let's go the opposite direction. Let's suggest that maybe Shchita should also work by an Egla Rufa. What's the Kav HaChomer? Ma para shel huchshir b'arifa yet k'sher b'shchita egla k'sher b'arifa, that egla, that arifa does work, so certainly eino din she huchshir b'shchita, shchita should also work. Amar Kala Pasuk says v'arfo ha'gala egla b'arifa in b'shchita lo. It says a different word, v'arfo, that you have to do arifa to it, only arifa works and nothing else works for the egla rufa. Okay, new mission now. The same theme we've been learning in these Mishnayos. Kasher b'kohanim pasul b'levim. Kasher b'levim pasul b'kohanim. That which is acceptable for a kohen is pasul for a levi. That which is acceptable for a levi is pasul for a kohen. What is that talking about? So the Gemara explains based on the Brayos of Tanur Rabbanim. Kohanim b'mumin psulin b'shanim k'sherim. A kohen is disqualified by various mumin, which we'll learn in Maseches Becharos. But by age, a kohen is not disqualified by age. A kohen could be as old and perhaps as young over bar mitzvah as possible. Levim, on the other hand, b'mumim k'sherim. The mumim do not affect the ability of a levi to do his jobs of singing and opening the gates up. But b'shanim psulim, but they are disqualified by age. So nimsa, that which is kasher b'kohanim, possible b'levim, and that which is kasher b'levim is possible b'kohanim. So Gemara explains now what the halachas are. Menon emili, how do I know this is true? The Tanur Rabbanan, the Braitza, tells us, it says in the pasuk, zos asher l'levim, this is for that which is for the levim. Matam alamar, what does it tell me? The fish in Amar, since it says when ben chamishim shana yashuv, that from the age of 50 the levi has to go back. He's 50. He's a forced retirement at the age of 50. Lamadnu, we learn the levim shasharam posim behem, that the age, there's an age limit for the levim. Yacha mumim posim behem, I would think so. Then maybe a mum should also disqualify the levi. What's the kavachomer v'dinu? Ma kohanim shlo she'ain hasharam posim behem, a kohen which is not affected by age yet. Mumin are posen behem, but they are disqualified by a various mumin. Shash levim that are disqualified. Shash shanim posen behem, that even age is going to disqualify a levi's service. Eino din shehu mumin posen behem. So certainly, then the mumin should also affect the status of a levi. Tamalomer zos asher levim. Zos meaning zos levim. Only this, only shanim disqualify levi. The Eina Cheres Levim, but there's no other disqualification, meaning Mumim do not affect the ability of a Levi to serve in the base of Migdash. So then the Gemara says, let's say the opposite. Yachol Yehu HaKohanim Psulim B'Shanim. Maybe we could suggest that Kohanim should be possible with age. V'halo Dinu, this is also a Kal V'Chomer. Ma Levim She'ein Mumim Posim Behen. Levim are not affected by Mumim, yet they are affected Shanim Posim Behen. So Kohanim She'ein Mumim Posim Behen, that Mum does disqualify a Kohen. So certainly, Eino Din She'ein Shanim Posim Behen. So age should also disqualify a Kohen. Tamalomar Asher Levim V'lo LeKohanim. That same passage where it says, Zos Asher Levim, only Levim are affected by years, and no one else, Kohanim, are not affected by years. Now that pasuk is Zos Asher Levim. I should have read the whole context. It's talking about age. It says Zos. I'm reading the side for a second. Zos Asher Levim mi ben chamesh v'esim shana uvemala is talking about the age brackets that are permitted for the Levim. Just telling us that only Levim are affected by the age limits and not Kohanim. Gemara then says Yachal af b'shilo v'beis olamim. So this pasuk of Zos Asher Levim is referring to the avoda and the Mishkan in the Midbar. So one may think, even if they, once they move to Shiloh, they move the Mishkan to Shiloh, and when they move to Yerushalayim, to Beis Olamim, to Bais Rishon, to Bais Sheni, and ultimately Bais Shlishi, maybe this should be true as well, that Shanim should disqualify a Levi. Tamalomer, la'avod avodas masa. So the pasuk says, only when you're doing avodas masa, which is carrying, that where they actually have to schlep things in the midbar as they would travel throughout the midbar. So that's where you need a certain age. You need people with a certain strength. The age of 25, 30 is where they're strong enough, and 50 already they've reached their peak, so it's, they're not strong enough. So that's the only time in the Mishkan where Shanim are disqualifying. So lo amarti ella bizman shevode bekasev, only when they had to carry things on their shoulder where physical strength was a necessity. But once they arrived to Shiloh, where they stopped moving, or the Yerushalayim, so it was no longer necessary to have strength, as much strength, and therefore Shanim no longer disqualify a Levi. Okay. Gemara now says, Kasav Echad Omer Biben Chamesh Vesim Shana Umala. One pasuk tells us that Levi is qualified only after the age of 25. That's the first time he could serve. And yet another pasuk tells us Kasav Echad Omer Miben Shloshim, that only after the age of 30. So that's obviously a clear contradiction in the pesukim. Is it 25 years or 30 years that he's allowed to start working? So the Gemara says, Yef Shalomar Shloshim Shekvar Nemar Chafei V'Yef Shalomar Chafei Shekvar Nemar Shloshim HaKeitzad. So Chafei the Talmud, at the age of 25 he begins to learn the Avoda, and Shloshim LaAvoda, and at the age of 30 he begins to do the service. So this is referring to in the Midbar. 25 he'd start learning about how to, I guess, put together the Mishkan, take apart the Mishkan, carry the Mishkan, all the different parts needed. That would take 5 years to learn. And at the age of 30, he'd actually start his active service. So the Gemara says, Mikan, from here we learn, La Talmud Shelo Ra Simen Yafe B'Mishnaso Chamei Shonim Shuv Einero. If a student's attempting to learn for 5 years, he's not seeing any Hatzlacha, so then we say it's not for him, learning's not for him, and he should go out and, I don't know, work, make some money, and do something else. But we give him 5 years to give it a shot, based on the Levim taking 5 years to study the service of the Mishkan. Rabbi Yossi argues and says, no, 5 years is not the limit we have. We allow a Talmud to study and give it a chance. Rabbi Yossi says, Omer Shlosh Hashem, we only give a person 3 years. If we see him learning for 3 years and there's no success, so then we say, okay, maybe he should do something else. So how does he know 3 years? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk in Daniel, it says that Ulegalam Shanim Shnayim Shalah, Shanim Shalosh, and he raised him for 3 years. And the pasuk right before it says, Ululamdam Sefer Veloshon Kazdim. So you would teach him, so they teach him for 3 years. 3 years was the attempt, you see, if the Talmud is able to learn, understand, and comprehend. V'idach, the other one said, so according to the one who thinks you give a regular Talmud 5 years, so how did you understand the pasuk of Daniel? How come Daniel only gave a 3 year limit for the studying of these, of this, whatever they're talking about? So they say, because, Idach shiny lashon kazdim dekalil, the language of kazdim, learning the language of kazdim, it was an easier thing to learn than the avodah of the Mishkan. So something easier, we only give 3 years. He said, you can't get this in 3 years, this is not for you. When it comes to learning the Torah, we need 5 years. It's a much more challenging subject, so you need 5 years to see your abilities if you're able to comprehend this complex limud. And then the Gemara says, v'idach shiny hilchas avodah tetekifin. No. In general, 3 years is the amount of time you give a person to study a subject. When it comes to the Mishkan, that's a super hard one. So 3 years is really the norm. The Mishkan is 5 years. That's advanced study, and that's why 5 years. But the general understanding of any other topic, any other area of a study, it's only going to be 3 years. So this is just an interesting machlokas, whether, again, we give a Talmud 3 or 5 years to study something to see if it's successful or not. Gemara now says, last few lines of the Amud here, Tanu Rabbanan, Kohen Mishayavi Shtei Saros, Ad Sheyazgin Kosher Lavoda. So a Kohen, once he reaches the age of maturity, he sees Shtei Saros, so then he's able to ready start performing, after his Bar Mitzvah, that is. So 13 is the youngest, he's able to become working in the Beis HaMikdash. They wouldn't actually let him work in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara's in Talmud talk about that you have to, there's a whole process of filling in and pirchei kohanim and whatnot, but seemingly they wouldn't actually work, but they'd be able to work. And when would they be disqualified? Ad sheyazgin, until they get too old to work. So then, mumin polsimbo, and we know a mum, missing a limb, or the whole, again, one of the many mumin listed, that would disqualify a kohen. But again, age doesn't disqualify a kohen. A ben Levi, on the other hand, mi ben shloshim vad ben chamishim kosher la'avoda, from 30 to 50 is acceptable, v'shanim posimbo, and the years do disqualify his ability to work in the Beis HaMikdash. But med dvar mamurim, when is this true that shanim posel a Levi is ba'al moed shem midbar, only when they're in the Mishkan in the midbar as they would schlep throughout the desert. About the Shiloh, v'beis ha'olamim, when they brought the Mishkan to Shiloh, or in Yerushalayim, ein nifsalon el bakol. The only thing that would disqualify is their voice. If they were a singer, that's, if they were a gatekeeper, then kol doesn't make a difference. But if they were a singer, then if their voice wasn't strong enough, it was weak, it wasn't high enough, whatever they needed, so then that would disqualify. Just to be clear, Levim had two different services in the Beis HaMikdash. You were either one or the other. You can't do the opposite. You either were a gatekeeper, you opened the gates and closed the gates, or you watched over the gates, or you sang. You weren't both then. And I remember the Rambam or the Ramban says, if you do the other avodah that you were not part of, that family you were not part of, you would actually get an isser. There's an isser to do the other one that you weren't part of. So it was either a gatekeeper or a singer. So if you were of the singers, so then the only disqualifying feature is the having a bad voice. Fine. Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Mikra, what's the pasuk going on to Amar Beis now? The pasuk says, Vayhi, and it was, Ke'echad, there's a pasuk in Divrei Yomim, Vayhi Ke'echad, the Mechatzitzrim, Uvelemoshirim, Lashmia, Kol Echad. And Rashi says, Vayhi Ke'echad, Afilu Zekein Bemasha. If you, as long as you're one of them, the only qualification is that you're able to sing. But in terms of age, there's no indication that age does affect a person in terms of singing, and therefore, even a Zakein is allowed to sing in the Beis HaMikdash as long as he can, you know, stay on key. So then the Gemara says two lines down, the two dots. We said before that Kohen could work as old as he wants to, as long as he doesn't get too old. So Ashi asking, what's a zakin? How do you define an old man? Ad kama, so Amar Rabbi Ilah, Amar Rabbi Chaninya, ad shiyirtas, until it begins to shake. Sometimes people get older, their hands shake a little bit, so then that would be the age whereby he's disqualified from working in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not Hasan, it's a mission in Meseches Mikvos that says Baal Keri Shetaval Lohitamayim. So the Baal Keri, afterwards he went to the mikvah and he didn't go to the bathroom yet, he didn't do a katanim. So then the halacha is, even though he went to the mikvah, Lichshiyatil, when he goes to the bathroom after that fact, we assume he's Tamei. Then he go to the mikvah. So take a look at Rashi. Rashi explains three lines down here. Lichshiyatil Mayim Tamei. So Shema Nishar Befia Ama Tichtsuach Keri. There might be some Keri left over. And the Yotze in Meirogam, when he goes to the bathroom, that carry might come out again. He'll become Tame again from that carry, because Shichva Zera Metame Becholshu. The actual Chefs of Shichva Zera is Metame a person, even a small amount of it, Shu Afilu Kein Kardal. Even if it's a small, like a mustard seed. So therefore, he's going to be Tame if he didn't go to the bathroom before him. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosh Yomer, no, that's only true b'chola b'zaken, if the person was ill, or the person was a zaken, he was too old, so then he's tameh. But if the individual is a yelad, he's a young boy, yobari, he's a strong tower, then he's going to be tower. Why? What's the difference? If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains two narrow lines down, b'yelad, b'bari, if he's young or if he's strong, he's tower. If he, even if he didn't go to the bathroom before going to the mikvah, demekara nothing cool, because of his strength, we assume all the shichva zera came out in the first place, and therefore there's nothing remaining. But if he's a chol and he's zaken, so we assume not all the shichva zera came out, and if he doesn't go to the bathroom before the mikvah, when he goes to the bathroom after the mikvah, there's a chashash that some keri came out, and he's going to be tamit. So then the Gemara asks, yeled ad kama, how old is a young boy? What does that mean? The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Ilah, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kol Sha'omen al Raglach. That's a person who could stand on one foot. The Cholitz Menalo, he could remove his shoe, Veno Menalo, and put it back on in one. So he could stand on one foot and like kind of tie his shoes or put his shoes off and on. A nice balancing act. And that indicates his strength, his level of youth, and regarding this particular halacha. So the Gemara says about Amru Allah al Rabbi Chanina, Shaya ben Shmonim Shana, that he was 80 years old, V'haya Omer al Raglo Achas, he was able to stand on one leg, V'cholitz Menalo, and remove a shoe, V'no Menalo, and put on a shoe, all standing on one foot. So Amru Bechanina, Rabbi Chanina said about himself, why he was able to do this? Because Chamin V'shemen Shesichtani Imi B'yaldusai Hein Amdu Li Beis Ziknusi. That the hot water and the oil that my mother would, I guess, clean me with, so that kept me young and strong even in my old age. Okay, Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan, the Baraita teaches us, Nismale Zikno, Roy Leasa Shliach Tibor, a person who has a full beard, so now he's a person who's fit for being a Shliach Tibor, V'leir Lefnei Ateva, to daven in front of the Tibor, V'lisa Es Kapov, to Birchas Kohanim. So Gemara wants to know, Me'ema Asai Kashal Avoda, at what age, so that's in terms of becoming a Shliach Tzibor and representing the Tzibor and being Motzi others. Rashi says also in terms of Tkiya Shofar and other such positions of authority or representing the Tzibor. So now the Gemara wants to know, Me'ema Asai Kashal Avoda, so what age is a Kohen permitted to do Avoda? Mishe Yavish Te Saros, once he's a Bar Mitzvah boy and has matured physically, so then he's able to work in the Beis HaMikdash. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, I think Rabbi always says it, oftentimes says Omer Ani, I, in my humble opinion, I don't think it's actually Shei Saros. I think Achi Ben Esrim. He has to actually wait till he's 20 years old, a little bit more mature than that. So Amar Rabbi Chista, my time at the Rabbi. Why does Rabbi have this strange age of 20? Where does 20 come from? Dichsiv, because it says in the pasuk describing the avoda, it says V'yamidu es alavim ben esrim shana umala lenetach amlechas beis Hashem, that you have to place the Levim there when they're at the age of 20, so that's the point you begin allowing them to work in the Beis HaMikdash. So we see Lenetzach. So the Gemara then says, V'idach Lenetzach shiny. No, that's by the vote in the base of Mikdash. Lenetzach, which is Rashi explains, Lenetzach means to win, to be a victor. So Rashi says that Lenetzach shiny means the mashma la'avod avodas kvedas hatzrichas l'nitzuach. You need strength. That's referring to Levim, who had some level of strength and opening up the doors. There are these big gates, doors you have to open up. So that's by the Avoda. 20 is where we start seeing some level of physical strength for Levi. But by representing the Tzibor and other such dinim, other things that don't require strength, so then he would think that even a 13-year-old boy who's physically mature would be permitted as well. Marnan says, again, v'idach le'netzach shani. They think, no, netzach, that Indian of the Levim required physical strength, but by the Kohanim, they don't need the physical strength. So Gemara says, v'ha, ha'ikrab Levim k'siv k'dir Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It's like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, doesn't it say Levim? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds, Damar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, be'esim v'arba mekomos, there are 24 places throughout Tanakh, nikra Kohanim Levim, v'ze'echamem, v'akohanim Levim, b'nei tzadok. So even though the pasuk used the word Levi, it would also indicate Kohen. So even though it says Levim at the age of 20, we could deduce from there, Kohanim also required the age of 20 according to Rebbe, because again, there are 24 places where we call Kohanim with the name of Levim. As a side point, the number 24 is interesting because 24 is a very big number in terms of the base of Migdash. There are 24 Matnos Kahuna, there are 24 Mishmaros in the base of Migdash. 24 is a big number with regards to Levim. It simply has to do with 24 hours of the day as well. Fine. So take a look for a second at Tosos on the top right here. Tosos asks the question. He says, Tema, the Perka Kores and Megillah, Daf Chav Dal Meseches Megillah, Arminan Katan Kori Betara, Veno Pares Al Shema, Velo Yori Lefnei Ateva, Lo Noses Kapav, Mashma Ha Hevi Shtei Saros, Yori Lefnei Ateva, Velo Noses Kapav. The Gemara seems to indicate that the only disqualification of a Katan is that he doesn't have Shtei Saros, but once he has Shtei Saros, he can be Shlech Tzibur and Nosei Kapav. While our Gemara here says, no, it's not enough to be a Gadol, you have to have Nismali Zikno, you have to have a full beard. So Gemara says, V'yesh Lomar, one could suggest that Dikshehevi Shtei Saros, Yachal Leirei Lefnei Ateva. No. When you have a child, a boy becomes a Bar Mitzvah and has Shtei Saros now, he could Leirei Lefnei Ateva, he could daven for the Amud once in a while, about Le'aso Shlech Tzibur Kavua, to be the Chazan of the Shul at that age. Oh, lispal betainios with my mother's very chush of a days, ain't a nasa actually smiley zikno, not until he has a full beard. So that's the difference. So he's allowed to once in a while, but not to be the permanent shliach tzibur. The Gemara Tosa goes on now to explain that there seems to be a steer also whether or not a katan is allowed to be nosei kapav, whether he could do birchas kohanim. Our Gemara says only a kohen who's nismala zikno could do nesias kapayim, but he goes on to quote a Gemara in Sukkah daf mem beis where even a katan could be nosei kapav. So look at Tosa at the end here, at the end of this Tosos, around seven lines up, v'yesh lomar. Dehad the katan nosei es kapav, that which the Gemara in Sukkah says that a katan may do nesias kapayim, it's only hainu im hagedolim, only if he has other older people there, other adults there, more mature adults, so you can have a katan go along with them. Aval, the last two lines of Tosos, skipping there, aval b'fnei atzmo, for a katan to do nesias kapayim on his own, ein anose es kapav ad shiyavi shtei saros, he has to have at least shtei saros to do nesias kapayim by himself. Okay. Gemara now says around halfway down the Amud here, Tanur Rabban of the Brights, it teaches us that im, it's like ish mizarecha l'darosam. So each person from his zera, from his family, from his heritage, the darosam for the particular age. What does that mean? So Amar Rabbi Allah, it says the word ish, is talking about who does the avod in the base of Mikdash. So the word ish tells us, Amar Rabbi Elazar, katan, pasul, lavoda, afilutam, that you have to be an ish, you have to be a man in order to do the avoda. A katan is not yet an ish, and therefore he's pasul from doing the avoda. Even if the katan is a tam, he has no mumim, he's a completely intact in every way, it's still the shanim disqualify him. So then the Gemara says, Me'emasai kashul avoda, at what age is the katan now old enough to do avoda? It's mishiyavi yavi shtei saros when he has shtei saros. Aval, even though he's now a gadol, he's a bar mitzvah boy, he has shtei saros, he's old enough, nonetheless, ach v'kohanim, his brothers, the kohanim, ein manichan oso l'avod, ad shiyehe ben esim. They wouldn't allow him, even though halachically they would be permitted to work in the base of Mikdash, the kohanim had created an artificial threshold that you have to pass over the age of 20 in order to work in the base of Mikdash. I'm sure there are various reasons for this. They're, even though they are physically mature, they're not mentally mature, maybe, or just because they're other older Kohanim who should be doing their avodah before the younger Kohanim are doing their avodah. Either way, they had set up this age limit of 20, even though they don't really have to. So Ikadami, there are others who say differently. HaRebihi. This is the opinion of Rebbe above, who said fundamentally that 20 was not, it wasn't an artificial threshold. The Pasuk had said that the Levim ben Esim Shana, and we said, even though it says Levim, we says there are 24 places where Levim are meant to be Kohanim, so it was actually a fundamental reason that HaRebihi, Vafilu Psul Derbanan, HaRebihi. So what, this next line is a question. More than says, sorry, a statement. So then the Gemara says, "Vafilu pasul derabanan less." It's not even a psul derabanan. It's a what? A psul deraisa, though. No.
No, just like the minhag is
the point. Look at Rashi. I guess Rashi says, "Ikdami harebihi damer leil omer ani achi ben esrim." You have to be 20 before you start working. Vashmi inan hacha the Rebbe gufe lo pasulei b'di ever. Some are saying this was the opinion of Rebbe who held this way. Rebbe above didn't really hold 20. He felt that that's what the practice of the Kohanim were doing. And the others say, no, Ikadami, the Amar Rebbe, Islay, Psul Midirbanan. That he does hold of the Psul Midirbanan, and even B'di'evet, it wouldn't work until they're actually 20. So the question is, what Rebbe above, when he said 20, was that an artificial 20, and it's not really a puzzle? Or no, that's really the fundamental psul of the age of 20. And the Gemara says, V'hara banan hi? And isn't the din of, the Rashi says, V'ha masnisin demachshilei, el sh'eina achiv akwanim manichin also rabbanan hi? That was the Rabbanan. Wasn't it the Rabbanan who held that they didn't let the brothers of the Kwanim, wouldn't let the young Kwanim work? V'ashmin, and we learn from here, dafilu rabbanan modei, the lichachila. Lo, even the Rabbanan would agree that lichachila they wouldn't let the young boys work. That which we accepted above is only b'di'evet. So the Gemara says lichachila hu dulo aval d'evet avodasak sherim. So what comes out from all this is there are a couple of opinions. Either we're going to say that they're actually pasul b'di'evet under the age of 20, or we're going to say this is all an artificial threshold, in which case we only say lichachila under the age of 20, they shouldn't work. But b'di'evet, if they were to work under the age of 20, it would be acceptable b'di'evet. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now, tahor b'kli cheres tamei b'chol kelim. That which is tahor by a earthenware pot is going to be tamei by other kelim, and that which is tahor b'chol kelim, that which is acceptable, rather tahor by all other kelim, is going to be tamei by kli cheres. So what's going on here? So Gemara quotes a brisa to explain tahor rabbanan of your kli. If there's something that's in the airspace, a sheret in the airspace of a kli cheres, so that kli cheres becomes tameh. V'gavo tahor, but if it touches the back, the outside of a kli cheres, that sheret won't make the kli cheres tameh. It has to be in the airspace, inside the airspace of the kli cheres, but on the outside it won't affect it. The Gemara then says, of your kol kalim, if you have a sheret inside a metal utensil, let's say, so that's tahor, and airspace doesn't affect the status of kalim, but gavan tamei, if it touches the outside of the kalim, then it would be tamei. So nimsa, what comes out from this is that which is tar b'kli cheres is tamei b'chol kalim, and that which is tar b'chol kalim is tamei b'kli cheres. So Menachem Mila, how do you know this is the true? This is the case. These are the lacha. The Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us tocho. It says by kli cheres that tocho, that something's inside inside the airspace, the toch of the kli cheres, it's going to make the kli cheres tameh. V'yafa pishlo naga, even though it doesn't touch it, but being in the toch, being in the avir of the kli cheres, is enough to make it tameh. So Gemara says, ata omer yafa pishlo naga, you think it's tocho, even if it doesn't touch the kli cheres, it's going to make it tameh. O enu ela im ke naga. Maybe it's true, only if it also touches the inside. It's not enough to be in the avir, in the airspace of the kli cheres, but it has to actually touch it. So how do we know that it's avir afa pichlo naga? So Rabbi Yonas on Amben Avtolmus Omer, he explains. Nemar tocho litame v'nemar tocho litame. It says tocho in regards to becoming tame, and it says tocho in regards to making others tame as well. It's telling us as follows. Ma tocho amur litame, that which it says that kli is tame when something goes inside of it, afa pishlo naga, even though it doesn't touch it, so too, af tocha amur litame, that which a kli that becomes tame, it's metame that which comes in it. So we're equating that again. What makes a kli cheres tame? The sheretz in the airspace that makes it tame. So too, if the kli cheres is already tame, and there's some item, a food that goes in the airspace, it will make that food tame in the airspace. So we know already that again, that kli cheres becomes tame when the sheretz inside. And we learn from there that it's also able to be metame things that are in its airspace. So hasam minal. How do we know that that's true by that case? How do we know that the kli tame, that the kli cheres has food, that's the kli cheres that's tame? If there's food in the avir of the kli cheres, how do we know that the kli cheres is going to make that food tame? What's the source? So Amar Rabbi Yonason explains, HaTorah he'idu al kli cheres, the Torah testifies on kli cheres, v'afilu malei chardal. Even if a small item of food is inside, we know that's going to become tame. How do we know? What's the testimony from the Torah? So the pasuk says, Rashi quotes in the very last Rashi in Chav Dalam Beis, "Dechsev kol asher b'tochel." Anything that's inside of it, anything means b'chol. Even if it's in the avir, even if it's small like a kain chardal, it's all going to become tame. So in other words, if I've got a kli cheres which is tame, and there's something that's in the airspace of that food, in the airspace of that kli cheres, it's going to become tame if it's just tocho, even though it's not naga. From there, we could say, so too, if I want to make a kli cheres tame, turn the kli cheres into tame, and a sheretz is hanging in the airspace of the kli cheres, it will make that kli cheres tame af al pi shelo naga. That's the equation between these two different dinim, and that's how we learn the halacha. Okay, so we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Shabbos.